have a special gathering next Sunday.
当我们下礼拜天有受浸典礼。
And we have a baptism next Sunday.
这是非常激励我们的一个典礼。
Very encouraging.
我相信这个家庭非常的感恩。我们也有很多的可能有很多的这个嘉宾贵宾会来到我们当中。
We are thankful. Maybe we'll have a lot of guests come over.
但下礼拜天也是一个我们的一个感恩的一年一次的一个感恩的节庆。
And also next Sunday is also our Thanksgiving.
我相信我们每一个人都或多或少会经历神在我们当中的赐福。
And we know everybody have experienced more or less God's blessings in our lives.
那如果我们闭口不说，我们怎么样来对得起神的这么大的祝福呢？
If we keep silence, how can we say thank you to the Lord?
神是很慷慨的神，他要赐福我们更多。那倘若我们都不讲的话，那我觉得是我们是太羞愧主了。
So what a pity if we don't talk about God's blessing.
但不要误会，好像是我没有什么，我的孩子也没有上哈佛、上耶鲁啊，我的也没有升官发达，我好像没有什么可以讲的。
So some people say, you know, I'm not famous and my kids are not in Yale, and I have really nothing else to say.
我想真正的一个感恩，并不是说我们得到多少的福气，而是说，即便在患难当中，我们也看见神这样的带领，神这样的保守，我们有太多可以感谢的。
So our thanksgiving is not only applied to our successes, also to our sufferings, and see how God is leading us and bless us even through sufferings.
不过我知道我们有很多太要感谢，不过请你简短说到五分钟以内。
I know we have a lot of thanksgiving, but keep it short, 5 minutes per person.
我们希望我们把它写下来，好好的修改，然后你可以照着念，在下个礼拜的主日崇拜的时间，我们会有这段时间开放给各位。
So hopefully you will write it down and think carefully about what you're going to say, and next Sunday we'll give you an opportunity to share your thoughts.
让我们不停止向神感恩，好吗？
Let us never cease in thanking to God.
今天我们要来一起分享恢复教会的使命。
So today our message is restore the mission of the church.
让我们一起来攻读今天的经文，是记载在马太福音28:18-20。
Okay, let's read today's scripture together. It's in Matthew 28:18-20.
好，如果你有自己的圣经，翻开自己的圣经。如果你没有，也没有问题。我们投影片已经预备好了，让我们一起起立来攻读神的话语。
Let's all stand and read the word of God.
好，预备，请。天下地下所有的权柄都赐给我的，所有你要去使万民做我的门徒。奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都要教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。好，各位请坐。在尔湾这地区呢，我们可以吃到各式各样好吃的这个不同的餐馆。
So in the areas of Irvine we have all different kinds of restaurants.
你可以知道道地的台湾小吃，什么 越南的面，还有这个广东菜、上海菜、川菜，什么都有。
So we got Vietnamese food, and we got Taiwanese food, all kinds of stuff.
但是在中西部呢，就没有这么幸运了。
But we won't be too lucky if we're in the Midwest.
有一次我经过一个中餐馆，外面写中国字的中餐馆，我就进去一看，里面生意不是很好。
So once I traveled and ran into a Chinese restaurant.
但是它里面的菜是一个吃到饱的那一种的，但是它里面的菜我发现有三分之一都是美国食物。
So the business was pretty slow and it was all you can eat kind of buffet style. But I noticed 1/3 of the food are American food.
而且它还兼卖这个礼品首饰，根本跟吃的没有关系，礼品首饰摆了这个好多的在外面。
And also, they are not only selling food, they also sell jewelries and gifts.
那我就问这个老板啊，你这个是中餐馆吗？
So I asked the owner, is this a Chinese restaurant?
他说没办法，生意难做，能赚钱就好，卖什么都无所谓。
So, but he said, I have no choice but to sell whatever makes money.
我知道华人在美国经营餐馆的确很辛苦。
So I know running a Chinese restaurant is really hard work.
但我发现他生意不好不是没有原因的，因为你不会期待有一天你在麦当劳也可以买到烧饼油条。
So there is a reason why the business is slow, and you never accept to buy Chinese food at McDonald's.
你到星巴克咖啡店，你也会买到豆浆，这个奶茶，你会觉得很奇怪。
You will be surprised if you buy soy milk or milk tea at Starbucks.
或是你去必胜客，你买到北京烤鸭，那些就是。
Or you can buy Peking duck at Pizza Hut.
我相信每一个成功的企业都有它的特色与经营的理念，这就是它的使命。
So I believe every successful business have their own specialty and their mission.
而且我们听过很多成功企业，当他们越是坚持他们的使命，这就是越是他们能够维持长久的一个原因。
So as long as they can keep their tradition, as long their business can last.
其实教会也是一样的。
Church is the same.
教会有教会存在的使命，否则它就不再被称为是教会了。
So we have our mission.
那请问教会的使命是什么？
So what is our mission?
教会的使命其实就是教会存在的目的。
So our mission is our purpose.
那很多的教会今天我们存在的目的呢，却成为观光据点，例如欧洲的一些大教会。
But unfortunately, many churches have become sightseeing spots like many churches in Europe.
有些教会好像成了活动中心，仅仅成为一些搞活动的场地。
And some churches become the community activity center.
我不是说我们举办活动不好，我们这个礼拜就要举办一些的这个音乐会哈，还有这个餐会，不是不好。
So I didn't say there's something wrong with activities. Next week we're going to have the concert and our gathering.
我们教会也成立社区服务中心，我不晓得多少人进来的时候看到我们的招牌，服务社区服务中心。
Also, we're part of the community service center too.
没有关系，可是这不是教会的主要的使命。
But this is not our mission.
是教会的一个功能。
But it's like one of the things we do.
那很多时候我们就说，你们教会最近在搞什么活动啊？有什么活动啊？
So, some people often ask us, what kind of activity you have at church?
搞活动不是不好，可以吸引很多人来教会。就像我们成立社区服务中心，可以服务，可以更多的跟社区华人社区有连结。
There's nothing wrong to have activity as church to invite people over, like community center to connect with each other.
但是我们必须问，难道教会存在的目的仅仅是搞一些活动或是提供一些服务吗
？But we have to ask ourselves, it's a purpose of church is only, to organize activities and provide service.
而我们弟兄姐妹只是忙着参加一大堆的活动，然后还有开不完的会而已吗
？So our church members are all busy with meetings and after meetings. Is that all?
假如要搞活动，这个不需要教会来做，因为一般的社团、俱乐部、旅馆都可以做得到。
So if only for the sake of activity, we don't need church and. You know, all the community center, club, and hotels can host that.
教会与社团应当有分别。教会应当做教会当做的事，也就是完成教会的使命。
So church must separate itself from the community center because church has its own unique mission.
那请问教会的使命是什么
？What is our mission?
福音很好。有人说广传福音。
Some people say spread the gospel.
因为耶稣颁布大使命，这是最大的使命。
Because this is a great commission.
但这不完全正确。
But it's not 100% correct.
因为耶稣他颁布在复活升天之前，他颁布给教会的大使命呢，基本上有三个任务。
Because Jesus, when before he was taken up to heaven, he gave his disciples the great commission. They are three parts.
第一个任务是使万民做主的门徒。
So the first one is make disciples of all nations.
第二个任务是奉父子圣灵的名给人施洗。
Second one is baptize them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
第三个任务是教导人遵守主的教训。
And the third one is to teach them to obey whatever I have commanded you.
但很可惜的，今天许多教会呢，错误的理解教会的使命。
But today many churches misunderstood those points.
他们只是对内要人来教会，来教会啊。而不是对外的去，我们去十万民去三个任务要去十万民做主的门徒，去奉父子圣名的神迹，去教导人遵守主 的教训。
They only want people to come, never send themselves to go.
所以变成他焦点只是限制在教会温暖的四面墙里面，而不是教会外面的普世万民。
So the focus is the comfort within the four walls of the church, not the people outside the church.
是变成教会的聚会、团契活动，甚至普世宣教。
So it causes the fellowship exceeds the preaching of the gospel.
当然我们知道彼此相爱在教会里面、非常的团契非常的好，这些都非常好，但是如果渐渐失去传福音的热忱，这已经不再是教会存在的使命了。
I know it is really good for us to have fellowship and love each other, but if we lose the passion to preach the gospel, the church loses its mission.
因此我们要再次回到耶稣颁布大使命给教会，来提醒我们应该怎么样来恢复教会的使命。
So that's why we need to go back to the great commission that Jesus had taught us.
首先我们来看，我们要恢复教会中神的心意。
So the first is we need to restore God's will in the church.
好，让我们一起来读十九节跟二十节，好吗？
Let's read 19 and 20.
预备，请。好，有三个神的心意，我们必须要恢复。
There are three will of God we have to restore.
第一个呢是得着万民。
The first one is to make disciples of all nations.
圣经说你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
So it says, go and make disciples of all nations.
当神吩咐我们去使万民做他的门徒，主心里所惦记的乃是普世的万民，而不是单单那些已经得救的人，他就满足了。
So when God commands us to make disciples, what in God's heart is the people, not only the saved one.
在圣经新约那里提到一个、一个例子，一个比喻，讲到神已经得着九十九只羊了，他还会为那一只失落的羊去那里那一只第一百只羊而挂心。
So in the New Testament, we know that, there's example even God has 99 sheep, He would still.Gonna go after that one that is lost.
意思就是说，每一条灵魂都是神所珍爱的，不管他们可不可爱。
So God loves everyone, every single soul. Doesn't matter they're lovable or not.
也许你就是那位遗失的羊，神这样的关爱你。
And maybe you're the lost one that God loves you.
今天教会，我们虽然知道要广传福音的这样使命。但是我们很可惜，就是我们缺乏那种要去得着万民的那种国度观。
So, however, we know that we need to preach gospel this mission, but we overlook the word of make disciples of all nations.
好像我们选择、有条件的去选择比较容易做的、
We pick and choose the easy ones.
例如，我们只关心我们自己。跟我们文化比较近的，我们这个可以沟通 的,、这个、的同胞，而忽略了其他民这个族群的需要。
Such as we only care about our own race, ignore the rest the needs of others.
或是我们只关心自己当地的需要，而忽略了宣到其他地区宣教的责任。
And we pay attention to our own local needs, ignore other regions.
甚至在我们同一个教会里面，我们可能只关心跟我们文化背景、语言比较相同的人，而忽略了其他成员。
Even in the same church, we might only care about people who has the same background and language and overlook others.
也许我们会选择去得着那些比较容易得的人。
And sometimes we try to find the easy target.
那至于要花功夫付代价的，我们就暂时保留，这都不是正确的。
So the one will take a time and will think they can wait.
因为得着万民乃是神的心意。
Because all nations is God's command.
虽然我们是华人教会，我们的侍奉目标也是局限在华人群体当中，但是我们必须承认，我们有要保持一个得着万民的国度胸襟。
So however, our church is Chinese church and our focus is Chinese people. We have to admit we have our limitations, but.To keep in mind that we need to make disciples of all nations.
等到一有机会，我们也当去做。
When opportunity knocks, we will do.
这才是上帝的心意。
That's the will of God.
我听说我们教会有一位会友，后来去回教的民众当中去做宣教。
I know there's one members of our church, and he went to the Islamic country to spread the gospel.
我觉得他所做的是对的。
And I think what he does is right.
你想想看，过去我们几百年前，就是因为有西方教会有这样的看见， 才陆续差派宣教士到我们的国家去，使得今天华人教会可以同盟拯救。
Think about last few hundred years, because Western Church have such a vision, they send missionaries to China, so many people were saved not today.
以后我们华人教会，我们要继续接棒，继续有这种得着万民的国度胸襟，因为如果没有那些西方宣教士，也没有我们今天这样得到这个华人教会可以在各地这样绽放的一个机会。
So even we're a Chinese church, we still need to have the vision that one day we could bless other nations.
我们不晓得哪一天，说不定我们可以成为其他民族的祝福。
And we don't know, maybe one day we can be blessings of other nations.
我们要预备好。
We need to prepare for that.
第二个，神的心意乃是要装备信徒。
And then the second one is to equip the saints.
因为这里讲说，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守。
Because they said, and teach them to obey everything I have commanded you.
传福音里人归主绝对不是教会的唯一使命。
So preach the good news is not our only mission.
那为什么教会中许多人要当万年慕道友呢？
So why there are so many people wants to be the one who's searching forever?
每一个教会都有这样的人。
We all have people like that.
他在教会的非常的都非常的准时，这个中心每个礼拜都来啊，什么活动都参加。但是呢，要他们这个受洗，他们就不要。
So we have people like that. They faithfully attend the service and attend all activities, but when we ask them to be baptized, they refuse.
那我发现呢，其实有一个原因啊。
And I found there's a reason.
不一定是每个人都这样，但是有一个原因是根据这个我的发掘。
It might not apply for everyone. It's just some people.
是什么呢？因为这样在观察，发现说。有人一旦决志信主了，就马上失宠，不被关心了。
So there are some people find out if they make up their mind to commit it to Christ, and they will lose all the attention.
真的好像是这样哈。我们很多时候把这些时间啊、精力啊、焦点啊，都放在那些尚未信主的慕道友身上。我特别的关心他们，我特别的爱他们，照顾他们。
So we pay a lot of attention, spend time and energy on the unbelievers.
然后呢，我们发现他们一旦受洗之后，马上失宠了。
And then after they were baptized, their all the attention's gone.
因为其他人就会把他们这个焦点、他们的这个爱心啊，这些放在其他的这些慕道友身上。
And then the former Christians will change their focus on the other unbelievers.
所以他们这样看，好像教会这样子做，那我不要那么快就投降哈，我还要再继续被宠爱吧。
So there are some people say, for that reason, I will not surrender that fast.
谁都希望被关怀啊，受人服侍，根本不习惯角色反过来。我一受洗换，我要去关怀别人了。
So everybody expect that they receive attention from
people. 难怪有人要当万年慕道友。
No wonder there are people like that.
继续被宠爱着，多好啊哈。所以我们要为了要解决这个问题，我们教会必须要提供一个可以装备信徒的机会。
So in order to solve such problems, we have to be able to equip our believers.
而不是一味的以为是只是传福音，然后呢领人信主之后就让他自生自灭，以为说师父领进门，修行看个人，以为他们信主之后就自然而然的就会灵命成长。
So we have to change the how do you say the thing that we, as soon as people believe and then they're on their own, like our old Chinese sayings, one master leads you in and you're on your own.
事实上，当我们这样做的时候，反而有时候会使情形更糟糕。就好像一位不负责任的属灵父母。生完孩子之后丢下了，就不管他，成为属灵弃婴。
So if we do such things, it's going to make matters worse. It's just like the irresponsible spiritual parents when they give birth to their child and they walk away.
所以造成很多属灵婴孩就夭折了。
So those spiritual children, they cannot survive.
那我们过去所做的这些都前功尽弃了。
And whatever we do are lost.
因此我们要反省教会是不是重视在信徒的装备上。
So we have to reflect upon ourselves, and does this church equip believers?
而且我们每一个人要问自己，我在这个教会当中，我有没有得到装备？
And we have to ask ourselves, also, have I been equipped in the church?
当我们加入这个教会的时候，当我们成为这个教会，我们有没有在不断的成长的过程？
When we join the church, have we been keep growing?
如果没有的话，我们要来改善，我们要去寻求恢复的。
If we haven't, we need to improve and to search to restore.
第三个，我们要恢复神的心意，是要遵守吩咐。
The third one is we need to obey commands.
圣经说，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
So God says, teach them every, obey everything I have commanded you.
好，耶稣在这里是叫他的门徒先去遵守他所吩咐的，然后再去教训别人遵守。不是门徒自己不用遵守，只光去教人别人遵守，要先以身作则。
So here Jesus asks his disciples to obey and then teach others to obey, not only to teach others and then they don't have to do anything.
而不是像一些法利赛人只会教导人去做，然后自己一根指头都不动。
And not like those Pharisees, and then they put burdens on other people, but themselves won't lift up a finger.
当神颁布他的大使命是根据神的心意而设立的。
So the Great Commission is the will of God.
所以他教导吩咐我们的是要我们去遵守才能够满足神的心意。
To obey his command, his will.
既然神要我们去遵守，要吩咐我们去做，我们就不要讨价还价的去拒绝，或是擅自的去修改。
So we know since it's the will of God, we need to obey without bargaining or changing.
但很可惜是今天很多教会呢，很容易就用自己的意思来解释改变神的心意。
But it's so easy for us to explain God's will based on our own understanding.
以自己的方法来取代神的方法，尤其在遵守神的吩咐上就大打折扣。
And our way instead of God's way.
或者是选择性的来遵守神的吩咐，这都不对的。
Or pick and choose what we obey or what we don't.
过去我们误以为神的吩咐或诫命是难守的，哇，那么高的道德标准是比较抽象模糊的。所以就加上一些比较简单的比较清楚的这些规范教条教规，所以从人来这些吩咐，所以就有一些的这些规定以为遵守这个规定就没事了。
So in the past, we might think God's commands are unreachable, too abstract. So we made up some simple, easy, understandable rules.
所以我们就会定说，哎，不准喝酒啊，不准抽烟啊，不准怎么样的这些吩咐。
So that's why we say you cannot drink or smoke.
甚至你有没有固定上教会，你有没有遵守十一奉献。
And then have you faithfully come to every Sunday or faithfully give tenth of your income?
那我们也常常以为说，哎呀，我都有遵守这些，我有固定的灵修时间，我每周还有禁食祷告，我以为这样就可以安心上天堂了。
So sometimes we mistakenly think, yeah, we go to church every Sunday and we pray and fast and then I can go to heaven.
教会充满许多人所定出来这些教导，但是难道这些都是神要我们去遵守的吗？
So there are many man-made rules and regulations. Are those what God wants us to do?
我们要反省一下，今天教会中是我们是要完全来遵守神所吩咐的全部，还是一些人所定出来的规则呢？
So we have to think, do we need to obey God more or obey man's rules more?
第二方面呢，我们要恢复在教会中神的作为。
So we have to restore God's will in church.
有哪些神的作为呢？
What are God's deeds?
这三个作为渐渐在教会中失去了。
And those three deeds are they're diminishing.
第一个作为呢是主拥有权柄。
The first one is God has the authority.
因为圣经这样告诉我们，他说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，耶稣这样说。
Because Jesus said all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
但在今天教会当中谁有权柄呢？
But who has authority in church today?
好像是说话大声的人有权柄。
The louder ones?
还是教皇，还是这个有头衔的牧师长职这些地上的代表。
Or the pope or the pastor or the elders?
主拥有天上的权柄，他也同时拥有地上所有的权柄。
But don't forget, there is authority in heaven and authority on earth. This all belongs to God.
而且包括在教会的权柄
，including our church.
也就是说，神仍在教会掌权。
So God has authority in our church.
所以我一直在强调一件事情，现在还在适应过程当中。 这个教会没有一个人说了算，包括牧师，没有一个人说了算。
So I keep emphasizing all the time that there is nobody like you must do what I can say things in this church.
但是常常还是有人跑来，牧师，你告诉我怎么做。
And there's still some people ask me, Pastor, what do you want me to do?
我们看到今天很多教会不能够增长，一些有问题的教会，其实都是一些弟兄姐妹非常的爱主啊，侍奉的结果。
So look at those churches have difficult different problems, and many caused by its own brothers and sisters.
哎，奇怪了，怎么会有一群爱主的弟兄姐妹，他们也非常的热心在做，怎么会教会不增长啊？
So you will ask why we have such a wonderful brother and sister, but the church is not growing.
因为他们总认为自己的意见、自己的看法才是对的。
Because some people think only their opinions is correct.
那这个别人不听，他就越说越大声。
And then the louder ones had more authority.
哦，就越大声的人就越有权柄，好大。那不说话的就越没有权柄了。
So does that means the quieter one has no authority?
结果呢，变成开会的时候呢，大家说话越来越大声，所以呢，难怪开会从来不需要麦克风。
So, no wonder we don't need microphone in our meetings.
啊，我们教会不会啦。
So it's not our church is not like that.
就是一个合神教会的一个合神心意的教会不是这样子的。
So the church that in God's will is not like that.
因为我们知道教会中只有神拥有真正的权柄。
Because we know only God has authority in our church.
于是他们知道怎么样来回寻求神的心意。
So they know how to search God's will.
他们就会顾念其他肢体软弱肢体的需要，以谦卑侍奉的态度来彼此服侍。
They will help the weaker parts and serve with humble hearts.
这样他们就不会坚持己见，就能够避免造成教会的分裂而羞辱主名。
By doing that, they will prevent the church from splitting.
所以我们要恢复主在教会的权柄，我们就要更多的尊主为大。
So to restore God's authority in church, we have to put Him first.
要实际操练使徒约翰所说的，主必兴旺，我必衰微。
Just like what John the Baptist said, He must increase and I decrease.
这样我们必定能够恢复神在教会当中的作为。
In doing so, we can restore the God's deeds in our church.
第二个恢复神的教会中的作为呢，是主随时同在。
So the second one is the Lord will be with us always.
这里讲说，我就常与你们同在。
Jesus said, "Surely I am with you always."
教会如果没有神自己的同在，就算教堂再富丽堂皇，也没有意义。
So if God is not with the church, doesn't matter how magnificent the building is, there is no meaning.
说穿了，也只不过是一个很漂亮、很雄伟的博物馆而已。
It's just going to end up like a beautiful museum.
神乐意与人同在，从旧约以来就一直表明这个心意。
So God loves to associate with man.
你看，有神的同在，我们就可以真正经历到真实的平安。
So when God is with us, we can experience real peace.
可以经历到完全的得胜。
And victory.
可惜的是基督徒 很多时候我们看重神的赐福胜过神的同在。
Unfortunately, many Christians are focused on God's blessing more than God's presence.
摩西当年带领以色列出埃及的时候，
When Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt,
他知道神的同在比神的赐福更重要。
He knows the importance of God's presence.
因为他当年应许有一个迦南美地要给他，要去领受、承受这样的美好的一个应许的美地。
Because God has promised him the Canaan land.
哦，那好不好？好啊，牛奶与蜜啊，不用在这里被当奴隶啊，被这个服侍这些埃及人，当然好啊。
So that's such a blessing. They have a land flowing with milk and honey instead of being slaves of Egyptians.
但是摩西怎么祷告
？But what Moses said?
他说。你若不亲自和我同去，就不要把我们从这里领上去。
Moses said to him, "If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here."
你觉得，哎呀，摩西这个人怎么有问题啊？有神的赐福不是很好吗
？So many people might think Moses are unrealistic. God's already promised him.
但是摩西看中的是神的同在。
But what Moses focused on is God's presence.
你要假设神应许是。给我们在尔湾最贵的地段，给我们一座最大的教堂，好不好
？I think if God promises, give us a big, beautiful church.
但有没有人突然有人说，如果没有上帝的同在，我们宁愿不要
？So were there people saying that God, if you're not with us, we'd rather not have it?
那摩西真的是这样讲啊
Moses did.
因为摩西看重神的同在，我们今天似乎已经习惯经历神给我们的赐福，我们祷告啊，神给我们这个，神给我们那个，但是我们有没有祷告神，你与我同在？
So we're so used to ask God for his blessings and give me this and give me that. But have we ever paid attention to his presence?
所以我每一个礼拜来教堂、做礼拜敬拜的目的不应该是来这里求求平安、哦、好像去庙里拜拜、啊、这个有烧香就有保佑的这种心态。
So the reason we come to church every week should not only for security like those who go to the temples and worship idols.
我们每周来到神的圣殿来敬拜，我们是寻求神的同在。
The reason we're here to seek God's presence.
一个好的敬拜就带下神的同在，我们就能够经历神的医治、神的安慰、神的鼓励。
So while we worship Him, He will be with us, and then we can experience His healing, comfort, and encouragement.
当我们经历神的同在的时候，我们生命就被神所翻转，我们生命就得到改变，我们就可以重新得力，重新出发。
So when it happens, it will change our lives, and we will regain our power.
但前提是什么？
But what's the prerequisite?
不是我们唱歌唱得好大声、哦、上帝就听了、哦、就下来跟我们同在，不是这样。
It's not singing loud.
是我们愿意悔改认罪。
But willingness to repent our sins.
正如当年以色列百姓悔改认罪之后，神就再次与他们同在，又让他们经历征战得胜。
Just like the Israelites, they repented their sins and God returned, and because of that, they win their battles.
同样今天我们面对世人世间这么大的挑战，但是不要忘记神应许与我们同在，主若帮助你，谁能抵挡你呢？
So don't forget, however in today's world we're facing challenges, but God is with us. If God is with us, who can be against us?
最后一个神做的是主保守到底。
And the third one is the Lord keep you till the end.
这里讲到直到世界的末了。
And here it says, to the very end of the age.
这里讲到说，直到世界的末了，是不是只说光只说主就常与你同在？
So we here to say to the very end of the age. Does it only apply to Lord is with you?
神就跟我们同在，到达世界末了之后啊，就不同在了，是这样吗？
So that means when we reach the end of earth, and He's not going to be with us?
其实。不是这样子，他只前面他所讲的所有的这些话，包括他语重心长的托付，以及他必定保守要成就的这样一个承诺。
No, it applies to all his commissions and his promises to sustain us.
意思就是说，这个大使命的颁布是要我们去遵行，去往普天下传福音。至于成果如何呢？不是我们每一个人可以掌握的。
So the Great Commission we need to obey to make disciples, but will we achieve it or not? It's under God's control.
但是神却应许我们要绝对相信神必定会保守到底的。
But we have to believe God promises that He will keep us to the end.
要知道在历史当中我们看见每一个世代都会过去。
Let's see, throughout the history, every dynasty will pass.
每一位神所重用的仆人也会离开。
And God's appointed servants will pass.
但是大使命的托付却从来没有终止过，这就是神大能的作为。
And the Great Commission never ceased to exist. That's the power of God.
我们可以看见我们中国历史改朝换代。
So we can see in China we have different dynasties.
我们看见美国的历史，总统每四年换一次。
And in America we have a presidential election.
但不管谁在执政掌权，其实神保守到底。
Doesn't matter who's in charge, God is in charge.
尽管我们在座每一个人，我相信早晚都会离开的。
And even though everybody among us, I know one day will pass away.
但是当你选择在这时代当中，你愿意回应神的呼召，你愿意完成教会的使命，那你的生命就有意义了。
But when you obey God's calling, accomplish His plan for your life, and your life is meaningful.
但另一方面，倘若你选择逃避、选择拒绝，那你就失去这个荣誉跟福分了。
And if you choose to run, you will lose the blessings and the glory.
因为神必定会兴起别人来取代你。
Because God will raise someone else to replace you.
为什么呢？因为这是上帝所建立他开始的工作，他必定会保守到底。
Because God will finish what He has started.
所以求主帮助我们，我们已经三十多年了，我们已经 神给我们这么样的丰富。
So may God help us, we have already established for 30 more years.
我们必须要建造这个教会，在过去这些先人他们所建造的这个基础上，我们要继续发扬光大。
And we have to expand it based on our previous pastors.
相信主会保守我们到底。
And I believe God will keep us.
不管我们多么软弱，不管我们觉得说我们对自己多么不看好，但是主必定要保守到底。
Doesn't matter how weak we are, God will protect us.
所以我们要恢复神在教会当中的他的大能。
So we have to restore God's authority in our church.
让我们一起来经历神要保守到底。
And help us to experience that God will keep us to the end.
那教会当中除了要恢复神的作为，神的大能，我们还要恢复人在教会的责任。
So not only restore God's authority, we have to restore men's responsibilities in the church.
那人有什么责任呢？
So we'll say what our responsibility.
要有三方面的责任。
And there are three.
第一个是要慎重领受使命。
The first one, we should sincerely accept mission.
这里讲说耶稣近前来对他们说。
And here's that Jesus came to them and said.
这让我想到我们古代皇帝圣旨要颁发的时候，圣旨驾到，那时候怎么样？跪。
That's remind me in ancient China when the emperor's messenger came. What happened?
Okay, 那耶稣我们看他慎重的交托给教会这个大使命。他主动积极的到前来颁布，那他这样的慎重的态度，那我们怎么回应呢？翘着二郎腿，还是我们全部跪下啊？像连地上的君王，我们都要这样的一个态度，那何况是天上的这个宇宙的大君王，颁布这么样的重大的使命呢
？So, when Jesus actually he came.To us and gave us a great commission. What kind of attitude should we have? We even kneel down to the earthly emperor. What kind of attitude we have towards our heavenly?
那假设今天我们在公司里面上班，哦，你的老板上司有一个很重要的一个 project， 一个工作任务要交给你，他会把你叫来。哇，这个很重要啊，这个弄垮搞砸了，那还得了？这个我都会跟你讲。那你是怎么样的态度？
So if your boss come to you, give you an important mission, and what's your attitude?
Yeah, 全公司的下半年度的薪水都靠这个任务了。你会随随便便就这样应付一下吗？
So your whole salary for the next year depends on it. Will you treat it lightly?
那同样，我们今天在教会当中，我们似乎在这种态度上，在领受上，我们都随随便便，是不是？
But the same thing in church, like when we receive the commission.We received lightly.
两周前我们教会有新上任的理事在这里举办就职典礼。
So a few weeks ago, we have the ceremony of our church council member installation.
他们非常的慎重的到台前来领受这样的职分。
And they received their mission with sincerity.
这是他们的责任，在神面前的一个立约。
It's their responsibility.
但是建造教会是每一个信徒都有责任的。
But to build up the church is every member's responsibility.
不是这些我们选出来的这些人，他们代表啊，
是他们的责任。It's not only the council members.
耶稣既然这样慎重的交托使命，我们回应的态度又是如何呢
？So when Jesus gave assignment, what's our reaction?
左耳进，然后呢
？Do we hear coming with from one ear and out of the other?
还是每个吩咐、每个叮咛都小心翼翼的听？战战兢兢的谨慎的态度去完成呢
Or we pay attention to all the assignment and work on it diligently.
神对我们在座每一位基督徒在世上都有一个期待。
So God has expectations to every one of us.
我们每一个人都是基督的使者，我们有任务要去完成的。
And we are his ambassadors and we have our missions to accomplish.
并且面对将来的审判，我们岂能以一个不在乎的态度来面对呢？还是我们应该以更谨慎的态度来领受
？So thinking about the future judgment, how can we treat it lightly?
第二，我们的责任是我们要谦卑降服于主。
And the second, we should humbly surrender to the Lord.
这讲到说使万民做我的门徒。
It says, "Go and make disciples of all nations."
请问是做谁的门徒
？So So whose disciples?
叶牧师的门徒。啊？有人在笑，到底是什么？啊？不知道。耶稣的门徒。
As God's disciples.
我们人太容易骄傲了，不小心我们就取代神的地位。
So we as human easily forget to be humble and
忘记人的谦卑。
Carelessly take God's spot.
在不知不觉当中，我们就流露出我们的骄傲了。
And sometimes unintentionally, it hinders from.
于是我们就不能够完成我们当完成的任务跟使命。
It hinders us from completing our mission.
例如，我们就会常常说，哎，我是某某大师的这个得意门生啊，某某大牧师的得意门生。
So such as someone brag about themselves, calling themselves apprentice of certain famous preachers.
我是听到某某大布道家亲自，我是栽培出来的学生啊。
And I was taught by so and so.
我就以他为荣啊。我是被某某牧师证婚的哈，某某牧师这个哈这案例的哈等等，有很多就把人高举了。
So in this cases, we lift men up.
因为我们不会去分辨，也不去在意，今天教会当中到底是为了做谁的门徒。
And because we didn't pay attention, so whose disciples we want to be is the problem.
就像在教会当中，我们开了很多班，哎，我是某某班的，我就是某某人的学生啊，一样。
So it's like we have a lot of seminars.
这个现象呢，在新约时代就有了。
And then we have such problems in the New Testament era.
在哥林多教会当中，我们就看见有分属亚波罗的、属彼得的，还是属保罗的。
So like the church in Corinth, there are people follow Paul, and then there are people follow Cephas, and people follow Apollos.
这些名讲员他们本身没有错，神大大重用他们也是事实。
So those people have nothing wrong.They are a great instrument. God uses them.
只是人忽略了大使命，不知道我们要去努力去做主的门徒之重要性。
But only men forget that we need to be the disciples of the Lord.
那今天我们也是，我们会也会分说，哎，我是属基金会的，我是主长老会的，我是相信加尔文神学的，我是相信亚里面神学的，等等。
So today, it applies to us too. We often identify ourselves as we belong to Baptist Church or Presbyterian Church, or I believe Calvinism or Arminism.
这些都没有错，但是我们确实，我们从主领受的，我们不能够过度的高举人，甚至高举自己胜过神。
So some people was given a lot by God. It's not wrong, but we cannot lift them up higher than God.
许多神学院也坚持他们的神学理念，其他跟他意见不同的就说他们是异端。
And there are some seminars say they insist on their own theology.
这是我们看见许多的这种攻击，这些神学这些攻击，很多的这种强烈的这种攻击，让说别人有问题。我想我们不要去跟他学。
So we see them attacking each other, calling each other cults. Let's not learn from them.
当然，护教非常重要。
Of course, it's important to be.
但是我们更重要的是，我们要做主的门徒，而不是做人的门徒。
But we have to pay attention that we need to be the disciple of the Lord, and not the disciple of man.
我们要分辨异端很重要。
So knowing whose cults is important.
但是不要让我们为了要分辨异端，我们把所有主的道全部都否认的。
But we cannot ignore others.
我们也知道保罗他领受从主那里更多，甚至有到三层天的经历。
So look at Paul. He was received a lot from the Lord. Even he has experience of being taken up to the third heaven.
甚至在新约当中，有一半的圣经，将近一半的新约圣经都是他写的。
And even he wrote almost half of the.Books in New Testament.
但是他仍谦卑降服于主。
But he still humbled himself.
他没有特别夸奖那些自称是属保罗的这些好学生。
He never bragged about those people who said we follow Paul.
你看保罗，他只单单的高举十字架。
Look at Paul. He lifted up cross high.
所以所有的努力都是让人成为主的门徒，这是我们要学习的。
And he made disciples to the Lord. And this is our example.
人的责任乃是要忠心完成任务。
And the third one is we should faithfully accomplish the mission.
凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守。
And here it says, teach them obey everything I have commanded you.
忠心乃是去做神要我们做的，不折不扣，直到最后。
So the devotion is to God's will without taking shortcut all the way to the end.
那至于我们的任务是什么呢？
So what is our mission?
我们的任务就是圣经全备的教导。
So what our mission is everything in the Bible.
这也是今日教会所缺乏的。
So that's what we're lacking today.
你不能选择性的只教导你在圣经当中最喜欢的，比较容易懂的。
So you cannot only choose and pick what you like or what's easy to understand.
而是圣经当中所有的全面的教导，传全备的福音。
But to teach everything in the whole Bible.
不是光教导在传扬上帝的慈爱，也必须要教导上帝的公义。
To preach not only God's love but also God's just.
除了领受上帝的恩典，我们也要奉献回馈。
Not only to receive blessings but also to give.
除了明白神世人在顺境当中的福气，也要我们人容许在逆境中的苦难。
Not only God's mercy, but also God's discipline.
所以我们要忠心的去完成任务，乃是我们这世代最艰巨的挑战。
So faithfully to finish our accomplish our goal is our challenge.
为什么呢？ 因为今天我们都喜欢听好听的。
Why? Because everybody wants to hear praises.
哇，听好，很多人就来了哈，就听得很舒服啊。
So it's pleasing to our ears.
你看今天我们看见有些增长很快的教会，就是讲一些人家听得很好听的，是不是？成功神学不就是这样子？
So let's see, there are a lot of mega churches. They're all teaching the things that people want to hear.
但是呢，我们是不是应当忠心的来讲，该责备提醒的就勇敢去说。
So we need to be brave enough to tell them what they are lacking.
那该表扬的就好好鼓励。
And there's time to encourage.
是该施行惩戒的就好好的严厉执行。
And a time to confront.
这就是忠心啊。
This is our faithfulness.
最后，前几天我们都知道美国选出新的总统来执政。
And we all know a few days ago we have elected a new president.
那许多关心国家未来而发展，许多人恐慌。
So there are a lot of people worried about this country's future.
甚至对全世界会造成的影响，
and the influence, and worry about the influence to the rest of the world.
但我要说，不管你喜不喜欢川普，其实真正掌权的是我们的神。
But I'll tell you, it doesn't matter you like Trump or not, God is in charge.
不管这个环境多么艰难, 我相信神仍坐着为王。
Doesn't matter how harsh the environment, God is still our king.
我们不能也不应该选出一个伟人, 并且期待他来影响全世界。 因为神把这个影响全世界的使命 交给教会，而不是交给某一个人。
We shouldn't expect one man to influence the world because God already gave us the mission to influence the world.
你我都有责任在这个弯曲背逆的时代当中回到神的心意来恢复教会使命。
And you and me are responsible to restore His great commission.
而且我们责无旁贷。
And we have no other choice.
今天很多时候因为我们习惯在那里批评等候谁来做什么，我们却忽略我们自己的责任。
So sometimes we just criticize and we ignore our own responsibility.
倘若教会继续执迷不悟，说不定有一天我们再宏伟的教堂也会沦为下一个博物馆。
If we keep doing those wrongs, one day our church will become a museum.
因此让我们一起回到恢复神给教会的使命。
So let's restore our church's mission.
让这个使命成为我们这时代的责任。
And it's our duty.
因为主耶稣升天之前, 祂将拯救世人的福音, 这个大使命唯一托付给教会。
Because Jesus, before he left, he gave this great commission to the church.
除了教会之外, 世界上根本没有任何的希望, 能够为这个越来越败坏的世界, 以及未来,
Without church, there's no other hope. There's no light.
我们岂能不回到神的心意, 好好恢复教会的使命呢？
How can we not go back to God and restore His will?
因此，让我们一起义无反顾，我们来恢复神在教会的心意，并且在教会中他的作为。
So let us revive and restore God's will in our church.
并且忠心地负起我们每一个人对这教会这时代的责任，成为我们的人生目标，好吗？
And be a church carries a mission and make it our goal.
让我们一起起立来唱这首歌，来回应。
Let's all rise and respond with a song.